Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, PB.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, really good. I had a question for you.
All right.
You're somewhat of a Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah, I guess so. I really embraced his Christmas album.
No, now he's called, in the tabloids, he's Biebs.
Biebs, yeah.
I was just thinking maybe we could call this Peebs.
I've been called that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure.
All right. Hey, I want to talk today about leaders being the bridge between the what is and the what can be. You know, leaders have this place in between. It's almost a tension. They're visionaries. They see where the organization is going and how they're leading, where they're leading. But they also see the reality of what they have, their current set of resources and leaders and people working with them. So it's almost as if they bridge that gap there in between the what can be and the what is. And I was thinking about how, you know, you can't just go all one or the other. For instance, if you are reading your people and your resources that you have and you go, well, this is what is right now. You can't just 100% embrace that, because if you're not looking at the what can be, you won't move in that direction.
Right. Understand that.
Yeah. You also can't just embrace the what can be. It's almost like ignoring the reality, ignoring the what is. And I think in doing that, if you just embrace the what can be, it's almost as if you're pretending that the reality doesn't exist. And I think you'll lose your followers. People feel like you don't see them or don't understand where they're at. So one of the leadership roles, I think, is to bridge that gap, to stand in between. You know, I was reading this article recently about the Seattle freeze, and I don't mean the current weather conditions, but sort of this thing about Seattleites and how it's hard to break in, build friends, connect, especially if you're from out of town. And it's been tagged the Seattle freeze. And I was thinking about how in our organization, which happens to be the church, that does not work. Like,
right.
That might be a cultural norm. That might be the what is. But I can't just embrace that and say, oh, great. Well, our church is not going to embrace people, welcome people. You know, it's going to be hard to break in. It's going to be difficult to make friends. That can't be in the church. So I have to acknowledge the what is, but also see the what can be and help people get there. Like, let's be more friendly, you know, like
yeah.
We're acknowledging the what is, but also moving forward out of that.
You're talking about the Seattle freeze. It's like a surfacey, hello, how are you?
Right. Polite, nice.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it, there's no depth to it.
Exactly.
And what you're saying is in the church, it can't be that way.
Right. We can't allow that. So I acknowledge, I get it. That's what our community is like. But our church can't be that way. Our organization can't. So I have to stand in between and help lead us to a different place. It kind of reminds me, I heard Paul Scanlon, a pastor in England, talking about, to his church, talking about we're British and British people are polite and reserved and, you know, don't get too emotional and don't get too excited. But the church requires us to become more free and expressive. And so he was acknowledging the what is,
sure,
but also seeing the what could be and helping his people get there. So it's such an important leadership quality, I think, to not let go of the what can be, but to also recognize the what is. It reminds me, you know, of Jesus inviting Peter and his brother Andrew to follow him. Those guys were fishermen, and Jesus sees them out throwing their nets into the sea. And his invitation to them was, come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, it's a connection to what they do, but also to what they're going to become. It's bridging both worlds. He saw them and saw potential in them. He saw them as fishermen, but also knew that their future would have something else in store, that they would be involved in ministry and saving lives, not just catching fish.
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, you helped us a lot with this when you came to the church, because we knew what was.
Right.
That was current for us. It was normal for us. But you came with a vision for what could be. And,
sure,
and it was helpful to us to know that it wasn't going to be an immediate, you know, blowing up of the whole thing. And there was a process to it and it would take time. But it really did help us.
Yeah. Yeah, I even talked to you guys about how I felt like, you know, it would be 3 years before real significant change played out, and that, you know, we would just continue with a lot of things, but slowly move forward and change. So that vision was there, but I was trying to bridge the what is to the what could be. Leaders of that bridge, we see the what is and we see what can be. And our job is to bring our current set of resources and people, what we have, the what is, into the what can be.
Peeps, I like it.
Later.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.